comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome to a brand new, very special episode of Nerds United, live on YouTube and Facebook. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, and joining me is my co-host, he's the co-host of the year, put some respect on his name, Mike Luther. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man, how are you?
I'm doing good. Had a productive day today. Still haven't worked out, though, so that's going to be coming later.
Is it going to be? Because Highlander Gunn is in the chat live. He says ice cream. So are you going to feel like going to the gym after talking about ice cream sundaes at the end of the show?
Yes.
Probably like I need to go.
Exactly.
I have to go now.
Exactly.
I have mentally eaten all these ice cream calories, and I got to go work them off actually.
I am very curious about what the toppings and the ice cream flavors are.
We'll get there, but yeah. I can say this. The toppings are pretty standard, but the flavors are a little on the unique side. Nothing bad, like nothing ridiculous, but still. If you thought you were going to get a regular old vanilla ice cream sundae,
no.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. So anyway, well, we kick the show off each and every week by talking about things that we have read in the past week. And we know from last week's episode that you are in a spot where you're not reading really anything for leisure, right?
No, not at all. Reading a lot, but not for leisure.
I am still working through the book that I talked about last week, The Good Inside. Apparently there's a podcast called Good Inside as well, which has a lot to do about like parenting. So I've been enjoying that because I need help.
Awesome.
And here's the thing. There are a lot of resources like this that I don't think were available to past generations, you know?
Definitely not. No.
So doing that. And then I was referred to another book that's like an audiobook. So I'm trying to figure out how to access that. Apparently, if you have the Audible, I think it's the Audible app, which is the one through Amazon or whatever, you get great news. You get the first 3 months free or for a nickel or something, and then it's $14.99 a month after that. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be listening to enough books to warrant that.
Do you have Spotify Premium?
Do you have to pay for Spotify Premium?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Because I know Spotify. Yeah, because like Spotify is free, but I think there's like you can only skip it so many times or something. I've been paying for Spotify for years now. It's worth it for me. But they have audiobooks on there. I don't know if they have a specific one or not, but they have a lot of them on there. So
Highlander Gunn asks, how old are your kids, Greg? So my oldest is 8. Just started third grade here a couple weeks ago, and the twins are 3.5. So I thought I was doing a much better job than apparently the prevailing opinion is. So, we'll do whatever we got to do to happy spouse, happy house. That's the phrase.
That's the phrase.
The phrase that pays. So, so I haven't read anything, and I feel like I've not watched as much this week. We're supposed to have soccer Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. And I had built my schedule such that I had Tuesday night, Wednesday night off for soccer. Mm-hmm. And Tuesday night, Wednesday night games got canceled because of heat and one because of threat of rain, which didn't materialize. So the one night that I was like, I had already had booked something. It was supposed to be a productive appointment, and it was. But that's the only night last night that he actually had a game. So I got to do better, I guess.
One of my friend's kids had their soccer game canceled on Thursday because of heat. I like the threat of rain, though. That's interesting.
Well, it was Wednesday, and we had some, I think, 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms or something, and they're like, "No, we're gonna call it." I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, I mean, okay. They,
I was ready.
Yeah.
I was ready to go. It would have been me flying solo because I actually had a work meeting that night. Mm-hmm. So I would have had to corral all of the boys, get them up to Edwardsville, actually.
Okay.
And occupy the twins while Garrett's playing in the soccer match. I was prepared, but I also wasn't too disappointed. I was more disappointed by the Tuesday night, but that's because I was the guy, I was the moron who was out there in triple digit heat indexes Monday night after I got home from work, barbecuing, grilling up brats and burgers.
I grilled up burgers probably around the same day, I think. I can't remember when.
Very nice.
Yeah. And I actually cut grass. Thursday. I cut grass for a friend, and that was hot. And then I think I forgot what I did the rest of the day. But then, I grilled later on.
So, well,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now I feel like having brats, too.
That's right. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. Highlander Gun says that his children are 38 and enjoy them while you got them.
Okay.
So
you're
assuming, Highlander Gun, I've been blessed because I've been home a lot more recently as I work on this like work home balance, and every night when it gets time for the twins bedtime, like, who do you want to do bedtime? Daddy. I'm like,
all right.
We'll take Garrett's in the other room right now watching cartoons, and I said, hey man, if you want to, we used to do this thing back when he was an only child, and I didn't have a recliner, a rocker recliner, where we would have like Friday night campouts, and we'd put on like, you know, age appropriate movies and things like that, and we both just pass out on the couch. We haven't done that in a while. So but I told him, I said we'll try to get this show done in an hour or so, and maybe we can watch some BattleBots, which we like, or Scooby-Doo or something like that. So hey, he doesn't have school tomorrow. Let him hang out with his old man.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, all that being said, with nothing to talk about us I was this close this week to stopping at Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois, and I opted not to. I'm like, right now I'm just gonna hold off. Because again, I've got so much to read. I don't
know. Yeah.
I don't need more to pile. Doing a quick inventory, I think. There's nothing new sitting next to me. Nothing new that I've read. So shall we just mosey on with the show?
Yeah, let's see. What do we got on the news?
I kind of want to build up. So let us start with, we're going to do essentially in reverse order from what people saw maybe on Facebook. By the way, we are Nerds United. We've been a podcast since 2013. We are on Facebook, on X, on Instagram, Nerds United Show on all of those. I say we're on TikTok, but we're kind of not. By that, I mean, I get on TikTok and I see Nate the Hoof Guy and SB Mowing and Uncle Roger and a few others, but like, I don't really put a whole lot of stuff out there. Mike is patient, I guess we'll say. But we are at Nerds United on TikTok. So all that being said, like I said, we'll go in reverse order. So we had the announcement, I suppose, announcement or first look. I guess it wasn't really an announcement. It was known. Our first little itty-bitty look at Jurassic World 4, which is called Rebirth.
Yeah, if you would have asked me if there's another Jurassic Park or World coming out, I would have said no. I had no clue. I don't know how well the last three did. I don't think anything's drastic is going to top Jurassic Park as far as the movies go.
I mean, just as far as like quality or yeah, just, I yeah. agree.
Yeah. I don't even remember. I vaguely remember, I should say, what the last one was about. I know this one.
That was Dominion.
Yeah, Dominion. So apparently Jurassic World Rebirth is going to take place 5 years after Dominion. And the environment, we'll say, is not conducive to dinosaurs. So they're dying off, except for in certain areas. And then it said something about like there's a life saving drug that is going to be found there. So Scarlett Johansson's in it, which I also didn't know. But they're just going to keep making them, I guess. This is going to be like the Fast and Furious.
So the Jurassic World franchise has grossed, which is important, mm-hmm. gross and net, over $6 billion worldwide.
Yeah, I could, yeah.
And Jurassic World 4 Rebirth is scheduled for release July 2nd of 2025. I found it interesting to note, again, in the synopsis that was made available through comicbookmovie.com, is that, you know, obviously, yes, the environment being inhospitable to dinosaur life, etc. Let's see. I'm trying to find the exact. Because they made it. It's a little wrinkle that I just kind of found. There we go. The three most colossal creatures within the tropical biosphere mm-hmm. hold the key to a drug that will bring miraculous life-saving benefits to humankind.
Have you seen all of the Jurassic Park worlds?
I've seen all the Jurassic worlds. Oddly enough, I've never seen Jurassic Park 2 Lost Kingdom.
Okay. I mean,
I saw Jurassic Park 3 in theaters, but okay. Jurassic Park 2 just kind of swooped under the radar there.
I've seen all of them. I've probably seen Jurassic Park 1, 2, and 3 a couple times. Jurassic World, I think I've seen maybe twice, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then the Jurassic World 2 and 3, whatever they're called. And the last one was Dominion. I saw once, and that's it. I think I even have it on Vudu or something. I just never watch it. So... I don't know what. Oh, there he is.
I was trying to pull up an image, and it got knocked out.
No, got a loose wire.
I got screws loose.
Yes, you got a couple screws loose.
Mike, I showed this to, you know, some of the tremendous viewers that we have here. Fred Sacco's in and out. He says he's on another stream and talking philosophy, so he'll be back. Highlander Gunn was on Five Heart last night, and I'm sure you've seen the post that I made on Facebook. But I did want to show, we can see behind me here, the wall's kind of coming together a little bit.
Yeah, I like it.
This is there. There we go. That's how we have the Green Lantern painting mm-hmm. here, our Nebraska end, and we have Lucky and Coco. And I need to get the artist on because he's local. Sometime. His name is David Carr, Art Monkey World. I know you've seen his prints at like Twilight yep. Comics, Swansea, Illinois. He's big on Art on the Square down in Belleville. But I just want to show the viewers, again, I know if you're listening to strictly the podcast version of this, you're missing out on a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, go to YouTube and
go to subscribe the YouTubes. Hit that subscribe button. Oh, that's a great time. Ah, you're a professional. Great opportunity to remind people to subscribe on YouTube, hit the like button on this video, and ring that notifications bell if they haven't already, so they can be made aware every time we bring new content to the stream. But this is the painting, the portrait that David did almost 5.5 years ago now for Lucky. And I think you've seen that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
I mean, it's amazing.
Right? I mean, God bless him. He made her actually smile a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
But what you can very vaguely see, and of course, I'm highlighting it with my mouse, which nobody but me can see.
I'll point it with my finger.
There you go. He's got some of the finer like brow hairs and things mm-hmm. like that in here, and so that's Lucky. And then finishing up Coco's that I just picked up 2 days ago and hung it that afternoon. But that's Coco there. I mean, come
on. That's Coco.
So, tremendous work.
Yeah. Gosh, that is so good. Like, I mean, yeah.
Let's see. Highlander Gun, you know, a lot of them last night. They, mm-hmm. I didn't know that the Five Heart crew in the Chatterfields, they they would always hear Coco tap dancing
yeah.
in the background, as I'm sure you did as well. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know until last week that we had to say goodbye to her back in July. Oh. So I was talking about these portraits and like, oh, we didn't know. And Minnie said, like, you told me, but you didn't tell anybody else.
Yeah.
So, so anyway, a lot of love there for the dogs, and I'm proud to be able to display them here with. They're going to hang out with me every week, and you know, continue to be. David said, you know, he's like, any more dogs? I'm like, no, we're done with dogs.
I was just going to ask that.
I said we got a lizard now.
Yeah,
and he's like, maybe for the lizard. I was like, yeah, if the lizard dies, you know, 8 years from now, we will talk. I said, but Garrett can buy that himself. He got the money.
How long? Like, is Ashley a dog person?
I think we had both talked kind of over the last couple of years, honestly. That because I don't say like the cost or things like yeah. that, but like you go out of town, you got to pay to have her kenneled and things like that. But we just love to miss her. It's a yeah. different house. You know, she used to jump up and lay in the bed with us and whatnot. But we're still cleaning up dog hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, and we're probably going to be cleaning up dog hair for months.
I realize there's almost like three type of people. There's the people that absolutely hate dogs.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that like, they're fine with dogs. And then there's people that love dogs. You're the fine with dogs person, which I am too. I
never had dogs growing up. Well, we couldn't. Mom's allergic to them.
Yeah.
Mom had to medicate just to come over here and like have dinner, babysit, you know, watch the boys, you know, twins visit, stuff like that. She had to like medicate herself. So that kind of played a factor too, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I always joke like, hey, when we come over to your house, can we bring Coco? She's like, shut up.
Because that's understandable. I know people that before they had kids, they love dogs. Their dogs are going to be in their life regardless. And it's like, I was talking to somebody else about this, but I said, I wonder what happens if they have kids and their kids are allergic to dogs. Cause these type of people are not like, well, right. I guess we don't have dog. It's like, no, we're obviously going to like have a dog in the house. Like if one dog dies, we're getting one that day.
Yeah.
We're always, you know, and this person was like, yeah, the kids usually suffer, you know?
Yeah. I see that. I can absolutely see that.
Yeah.
So Lucky and Coco forever in our hearts.
It makes the wall look really good. I got to do something about this back here.
Well, your backdrop inspired me.
Okay.
I got to do something. And the five heart, they're like, Greg, your setup's kind of pathetic.
I got to do a little bit more, but I don't know what. So,
well, let us move on.
Over here is what I got to do.
Oh yeah, because it's blocking.
Yeah.
So, moving on from Jurassic World 4
mm-hmm.
To the news, or I guess an update about the live action Invincible movie.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot was a thing.
Because back in 2017 is when they first started talking about it.
It's like you're reading. Or I read the same article that I read.
That's exactly what it did. And the update is, there's no update, really. that's the update, really. It's a long article, and the update is like, we're working on it.
So I'll give Robert Kirkman just as much time and space and credit as possible. I mean, he gave us Invincible. He also gave us The Walking Dead. Like, his bona fides is, you know, kind of speaks for itself. But he said... at San Diego Comic-Con. So this is not, I guess, it's the most recent update, but you know, Comic-Con was a month ago. He says it's still in development. It has to be absolutely perfect. He says, we're still working with Universal. You know, the show is going so well. And by all accounts it is. Probably. I think the movie absolutely has to be perfect. He says, and so it's taking a lot of time, like getting the pieces aligned and getting everything to work so that we can come out and make it as good as it can possibly be. So it's been in development for a long time. And it's probably going to be in development for a while longer.
Yeah. By the way, have you seen any of the second season?
The first part.
First part? Okay.
Yeah. So not all of it, but definitely the first part.
Yeah.
Because I think they broke it up. You know, they had some, I think that the first part came out like before Christmas or something. And it was five, six episodes. And then they dropped some new stuff and I just haven't gotten back. It's weird. Like I'm not, I think in the past, maybe you've accused me of just going back and playing the hits. You know, like I think you said, you can go back and watch The Office for the 47th time or something.
What
like
you'll that. Do, our community. Yeah. I understand. I get it.
But I mean, I've actually been watching Parks and Rec. Started that up again, so I think I'm early season two.
Okay,
but first season only has like six episodes, kind of like The Office.
Yeah.
But you know, I've been forcing myself to watch. Like finish some things, you know. I think I told you I finished Doom Patrol.
Okay, nice.
And that sure did finish it. And I say, okay, we did the old.
Yep.
On that, I don't know if you're ever going to finish Doom Patrol.
I don't know.
There is.
Feel pretty spoiled. No, I don't care.
Okay. Well, I was just gonna say there's an episode. It's like, I don't know, the second to last, third to last episode, something like that. It's in your favorite type of medium, Mike, a musical.
Oh God, I'll get that one.
But here's the thing, like you need it for the context of the next episode.
Nope. I'll figure it out. Trust me. There's never been a musical episode that you needed.
I don't know about that.
No, I think Flash did it one time too.
They did, because a lot of them came over from Glee, I think, or were on Glee at one point.
Yeah. So. Probably. I don't know. I've never seen Glee.
No, but now I remember, like, who the hell's Grant Gustin?
Yeah.
Like, from, you know, Glee alum. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, I don't know if this Flash show is going to be any good. And it was for a couple seasons.
Yeah, it was for about three seasons.
Yeah.
And then it slowly went downhill, and then season seven or eight, it just jumped off the cliff. But I watched it.
But sometimes, I don't consider it like hate watching, you know. But it's you've gone so far down the rabbit hole, you just got to see it through. Yeah. Oh gosh, dang it! What, there's a country singer. Crap. Anyway, he's got several songs, but one of them is "If You're Going Through Hell, Keep On Going, Don't Look Back. If You're Scared, Don't Show." It's kind of like with Doom Patrol and maybe the later into the Flash, like there's going to have a finish line. Just keep on plugging along and power through. So
yeah,
good life advice as well. If you're going through a rough spot, the only way through it is through it. So how about that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No.
I didn't catch much of that.
Good.
There's a lot though.
There's a lot. We'll explain it as we get to it. So Kirkman, you're going back to Invincible. He says, and I don't disagree because this is why I think so many people were like scratching their heads. You've got the series, the animated series, and now you're trying to do live action. He says, just because in relation to the show, it has to provide a different experience. It has to still be true to Invincible in some interesting ways, but it has to be its own thing. It has to stand on its own. That's something they're spending a lot of time crafting. I think when it finally happens, it's going to be really cool. So,
yeah.
Never mind. I thought I was getting my actors confused. So, moving on from Invincible, and how about, I mean, we know that, again, it's in development, but one project that is not in development and that is coming to theaters in just a few months, December of 2024, and that is Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Yes, I watched the trailer for it. We finally get Fat Guy, whatever his name is.
Dr. Robotnik?
Dr. Robotnik, yeah.
I mean, we've had him. He's just hadn't been fat.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We get the fat. We get the fat version
of him. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And we also, so there are a slew of Sonic cartoons. Mm-hmm. And one of them has, what is it? like the Robotnik, or I think in some arena, some shows he's called just Dr. Eggman.
Yes, that's Eggman. Yes, that's what I was thinking.
But there's like the Eggman family or something like that. There's so we get that version. You know, still going to be Jim Carrey, which is kind of wild.
Yeah.
But also on brand, because the cartoons, they're always very similar. They all have the same mustaches and things like that. But we get Shadow in this one. And so I just tonight put the trailer on TV for the boys, and they were all excited about it. Like Garrett's like, can we go and see that in the theaters? I said, yeah, we probably will.
Yeah.
You know, he also wanted to watch the trailer for Transformers 1, which is the, I guess, animated prequel for Transformers I was not too sure about from the get go, but he's really excited about, like, yes, Transformers all day long. You know, I don't know. I feel like it's a growing up type of thing for him. You know, like we're maybe moving on from Pokemon and, you know, things like that. So, right or wrong, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Pokemon, except the Pokemon have been around for 30 years. I still don't understand it. And I don't know why it's as much of a craze as it is. But regardless of all that, you know, he wants to go see Transformers. Yeah, we'll go see Transformers. He's like, Dad, I think I want Transformers for Christmas and my birthday. They're 2 days apart.
Right. There you go.
We can, he's still awake. So he's pretending to be a jumping something in the other.
Okay.
But we figure something out in that regard. But so they were excited, but he's like, Dad, I didn't know Shadow can teleport. I'm like, I'm not familiar with Shadow.
You know,
that if you'd be able to tell me that from the cartoons. I don't know much about Shadow. He's like, why would they make him teleport? Why do you ask me these questions?
Right.
Highlander Gunn says there's two more. There's two more Sonic. And here's the thing. Say what you want about the first one. I mean, we've talked about it at length because, you know, from the original, like, botched visuals for Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get into Sonic 2, you get into Tails. I mean, I think it's a really good, taking into consideration the material, I think it's a really solid adaptation. You know, you've got the Chaos Crystal. I mean, you have a lot of the elements from the video games. So Sonic 2 brings in Tails and Knuckles. We watch these as a family, and it's nice because it's a departure from the regular old cartoons we watch. So, Highlander. I mean, you said you've got kids who are in their 30s, maybe got some grandkids, maybe, I don't know. Watch Sonic with them. It really can be fun for the whole family.
So there you go.
All right.
You know,
so,
you know, one thing, with the trailer, I feel like it gave away the entire movie. That's one thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and also I was thinking about Sonic, and maybe I'm misremembering this, but for some reason I always associate Sonic with chili dogs.
From the old cartoon. From that, the 90s.
Okay. Yeah. And guess what? I also had chili dogs today. So that's
very good. World. This morning after I got home, I had bought a 3-pound pork roast at the grocery store over the weekend. And so I got that out, seasoned it up real nice with some Mrs. Dash and just a little bit of black pepper. And I seared it on the stove. And then I put it in the crock pot all day. And because I want to get the fat side of it nice and crispy. So did that. And I was doing dishes as I was going along. And I cheated because I always cheat. I'm the only one in the house who likes actual mashed potatoes, but I did make some like instant mashed potatoes with a jar of pork gravy and had a real nice meal tonight.
Nice. It's so funny that you said pork roast, right? My friend also just made pork roast yesterday.
It's pork's cheap.
I guess so. I gotta grab some.
One of the reasons I like pork steaks, besides the fact that it's really hard to mess up a pork steak, is that you can get a pack of like 5-6 pork steaks for $9.
Oh, wow.
Or you could get two ribeyes for $40.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I love a ribeye. Mm-hmm. But I also like the $31 that I save with the pork steak. Yes. Islander Gunn says, Sonic, the fast food place has chili dogs. He's not wrong.
That's where I got my chili dogs from.
And Minnie's here late. Great to see you, Minnie. Didn't get the notification. What I miss? A bunch of stuff.
Yep.
About a half hour's worth of content.
Yep. About 30 minutes and 46 seconds.
What we really encourage you to do, Minnie, is at the end of the show, go back and watch the first half hour. I mean, the quick rundown is we've talked about Jurassic World. We talked about the Invincible movie. We just finished up talking about Sonic the Hedgehog 3, which my boys are excited for. And now we're going to talk about a show that is beloved. A lot of people are very excited to the notion of having it back, and a lot of people say leave well enough alone, and that is Scrubs, Mike.
Yes.
Where are you at on Scrubs?
Enjoyed it when it was out. Never went back and rewatched it. I'm sure I've seen reruns when reruns were a thing. Maybe they still are. I don't know.
I think TBS has Big Bang Theory reruns every night from like 6 to 8 p.m. or 6 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, I watch only streaming. The stuff on streaming right now. So if it's a rerun, it's because I chose to do it.
Right.
Like I said, I enjoyed it. I've always heard that the last season was bad and I don't remember it.
It's the med school.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I don't even know if I watched it, to be honest with you. I don't know. Right. But I don't know.
Dave Franco.
Yeah.
Because James Franco is the older brother. So it had Dave Franco, had a younger brother in that show.
Yeah.
That series. So I agree. Like that last season's, I like to say it's largely forgettable, but again, I just remember that Dave Franco was in it. So, but I enjoy going back. I don't rewatch it as frequently as some other, like even Community, which I only knew about just a handful of years ago from you. But every 4 years or so, I'll get a bug to get it on. I mean, Dr. Cox is tremendous. Turk and JD, here's the thing. You're going to be 100% not surprised. But my favorite, probably favorite episode in the run of Scrubs is called My Musical.
Not at all surprised.
Season 6, episode 6. A woman is in the park or something like that, and she collapses, find out that she has a tumor or something in her brain that every time people are in the room, all she hears is them singing. So, but it's I'll tell you what, you talk about there's never been a good musical episode made. Scrubs, My Musical, that is worth it because first of all, the songs are a lot of fun. Zach Braff was, I guess talking Entertainment Tonight and, talking about the Scrubs reboot. And he says that this is an ET exclusive. He says, I'm going to tell you something that nobody else is going to get. Scrubs is a Disney show. Bill Lawrence has a Warner Brothers deal. Once these two companies figure that out, I think the people will get what they want. I think it's going to happen. So, but the only thing you ever hear from this show is how much the cast all enjoyed working with one another. I think Donald Faison? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Zach Braff. I mean, they're still doing the Mint Mobile or Cricket Wireless or whatever.
Yeah, I think they have a podcast out too, don't they? Or they?
I would 100% not be surprised. But that is a lifelong friendship that was forged, on Scrubs, and if they can get that core cast back together, it'd be really great to see, probably the next group of interns coming in, which I think what I like about that show is they always kind of did. They always were, JD and Turk and Elliot, they all started as residents or interns, resident, whatever. Yeah. They worked their way up the ladder. So you always had that little bit of rotation and then no pun intended in the medical field. So, but I enjoyed that style of comedy. They were doing live action cutaways when Family Guy was doing animated cutaways, so that was always fun. So
yeah, like I said, I always enjoyed it.
Yeah,
hadn't thought about it in a while.
And Zach Braff is again super eager for the notion. He said, "I was just on vacation with Sarah Chalk again, who played L.A. Reid. Mm-hmm. Going to the beach with Bill next weekend. We're all friends." So, if you can work with your friends all the time and make money doing it, come on now. What's better
than
that?
What do you think happens first? A Scrubs reboot, I guess you would call it, or a Community movie? You would think Community movie would be closer, but it seems like
The stars are aligning more in Scrubs' favor right now.
Yeah,
yeah. So, but hey, we'll enjoy them both when we're blessed with either one.
Exactly, when the time is right.
And speaking of being blessed, got this news. I think a day or two after we recorded. So last weekend, Deadline reporting that Ted Lasso season 4 greenlit with some of the key cast returning. Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift, aka Rebecca Walton, Roy Kent, Coach Beard. No, I'm sorry. Higgins, not Beard.
I feel like they're missing something.
No, Brendan Hunt is Coach Beard. Anything we're missing?
I feel like we're missing a key player in Ted Lasso.
It almost makes you wonder if they wouldn't be able to call it Ted Lasso. Because I know that the way season 3 ended when it got brought up, like Richmond AFC Women's, you know, yes. When Keeley proposed that or dropped that proposal off on Rebecca's desk, like, okay, there's a way where you spin off. You're in the world. You have Rebecca and Keeley and Roy and Beard and Higgins and everybody, but no Lasso, and you just call it Richmond AFC or, you know, however you need to keep it without. But yeah, it'd be tough to call it Ted Lasso without
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, and here's the thing: like, look, I love all the other characters, mm-hmm. but Ted Lasso is what made it.
Yeah.
You know?
Literally the heart and soul of the show.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that if I'm sure they could do something good with the other people. It's just not even close to the same.
We'll see. Yeah, you never know.
And this is for sure greenlit, or is it like, we got an idea?
A major step toward the long way to fourth season of Apple TV's, or Apple TV Plus's huge popular soccer comedy, the series... in a major step toward I got to learn how to read, apparently. Oh, I'm sorry. The series studio Warner Brothers Television's picked up the options on the three original cast members who had been contracted under the aegis of the UK acting union Equity. So they're reaching out to other SAG-AFTRA contracts. So again, they're in addition to co-creators, executive producers Jason Sudeikis and Brendan Hunt, that's Coach Beard, that is also believed to include Juno Temple, a.k.a. Keeley Jones. There's the possibility that Jamie Tartt will not be coming back, largely because of scheduling conflicts. He is doing two different shows or movies or whatever. He's on Prime Video's The Devil's Hour and Apple's Surface. So maybe based on conflicts, we may not see Jamie Tartt. But they're going to start reaching out to some of those SAG contracts, the ones I mentioned there at the ladder, but they have picked up Rebecca, Kent, Roy Kent, and Higgins. So I think if they're talking contracts, then we're going to see some progress on that.
Possibly. Yeah.
So, but you know what? Even if it's Ted Lasso minus the Lasso, I'd probably at least tune in for a little bit just to see what
I would tune in. Yeah.
Dynamic was like. So.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a movie that no, never mind. We talked about that last week with the Instigators. I was like,
yeah, yes.
Something on Apple that I. So, all right. So, do you have anything else, Mike, that you want to address before we get to where we're going?
No, sir.
I think it's important to note last week we talked about pizzas and we built our own pizzas. And then we put it out there to the world. And I think it, you had two votes on the Nerds United post. I had one vote because somebody just couldn't do the olives. I want to say, I mean, without any surprise, your pizza won, but I at least have one or two votes.
Yeah, just because you you insisted on putting anchovies on yours for some reason. I don't know why. Say, like, Greg, come on.
Not funny, that's not true. All right, shall we begin, Mike?
Let's do it.
All right, this time it's not pizzas, but it's a similar, instead of picking five of each, we're building a very special ice cream sundae.
Yes.
Now, the parameters of this, I had ChatGPT give me four random ice cream flavors.
Okay.
And 12 random sundae toppings.
Yeah, that's over. We got a lot of toppings on here.
Yeah, but I don't know if we need to use them all. I mean, I'm assuming. Okay, so we're.
You got to use them all.
The board will be cleared, is what you're saying. Minnie says jalapenos on pizza, but it's not a question mark. It's not an exclamation point. It's just a.
It's a declarative statement. Yeah.
It's just a echoing of what I said. Yes. Jalapenos on pizza. And Highlander Gus says banana peppers on pizza, also good. So
I've heard that.
I'm not a big banana peppers guy.
I don't know if I am either.
All right, Mike, are you ready?
Let's do it.
This is the ice cream showdown. Do. Here we go.
Okay.
We have.
Who went first last time?
You did, because that's how I got stuck with anchovies.
So I'll let you go first.
All right. So we have our four ice cream flavors. We have brown butter pecan.
Okay.
Blueberry cheesecake.
Okay.
Pistachio and salted caramel.
Okay.
The toppings, and I didn't think it was too terribly necessary to put the names with the toppings, but we have crushed Oreos, maraschino cherries. We have
those nuts.
Yep, crushed nuts. We have hot fudge, gummy bears. We have caramel sauce, which. It's purely accidental that the caramel and the caramel are right on top of one another. Then we have some crushed candy bar pieces. I think those are like Snickers or something.
Okay.
Chocolate chips, sprinkles, brownie bites, toasted coconut slivers, and whipped cream.
Okay.
So I think – I think Highlander Gunn also said that he's having butter pecan ice cream right now.
Oh, okay.
So – he waited until we got to the ice cream portion of the show, and he's enjoying some butter pecan or pecan. It doesn't matter. There's not a wrong way to say it, probably. All right, so I'm going to go first, and you know what? This is the one that I really want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how well it plays with some of the other.
Yeah.
I'm going to go brown butter pecan.
Okay. You got the pecan. That's fine. I did not want that one.
Okay.
I'm gonna go salted caramel.
Oh, perfect. And by the way, I have I have descriptions on what these. So, for example, that blueberry cheesecake is rich and creamy with swirls of blueberry sauce and chunks of cheesecake.
Okay.
The salted caramel is a sweet and saucy blend with swirls of salted caramel.
Sounds delicious.
We have the pistachio with creamy and nutty with a vibrant green color. And the brown butter pecan, rich and buttery with toasted pecans, offering a mix of savory and sweet.
Okay.
So you've taken salted caramel, which I think would have gone really well with the brown butter pecan.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as it popped up, I was like, I want that blueberry cheesecake.
Okay. Here's the thing. Same.
Highlander Gun says, just so we're clear, guys, I wouldn't turn down any of them.
Here's the thing. I'm not a butter pecan fan at all.
Okay.
And pistachio, I've never had pistachio ice cream before.
I don't think I have. Where are you at on pistachios? Just like out of the shell.
Good. I like them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's It's creamy and nutty. And it's probably a good thing that Fred's not in here right now.
Hey, true. Yeah, I don't know how Mustachio and Karma are going to go together, but that's okay. That's okay.
That's why I think, you know, butter pecan and pistachio probably would have worked really well together. I think salted caramel and butter pecan. I think that blueberry cheesecake is going to kind of stand out. But the blueberry is a tartness, so that might offset some of the sweeter ingredients that we're going to find here. What the hell is Marmite Ice Cream Highlander Gun?
Is Marmite for like the Australian thing? Like Vegemite, actually, Vegemite is Australian. Marmite is English, I want to say. Greg's looking it up now.
He's Googling it. Marmite ice cream. Marmite and vanilla ice cream is a good combination. This is from Reddit, so I take it. I absolutely believe this will work, although it's not Marmite. Have you tried Cadbury's Vegemite chocolate? No. No, you know what? I'm just not going to go down that rabbit hole any further.
There you go.
The UK equivalent of Vegemite. Okay. And Mindy says, the problem is you can't add chocolate sauce to blueberry cheesecake or pistachio. You can't have a sundae without chocolate. I mean, take it from a fat guy. You can add chocolate sauce to damn near anything.
That's true.
And I think just for that purity standpoint, I am going to take the hot fudge.
Oh, man, that's what I wanted.
Sorry.
It's quite all right. Because you know what?
There's plenty of other chocolate on the table.
There is. I'm trying to think of what. I think there's certain things I can. Okay, so my pistachio, my caramel. This is.
Right?
That combination, it just doesn't make sense to me. But
which one?
Both of them. let's go with the candy pieces.
Okay. It's not bad. I think I'm going to, at least for the moment, keep it traditional. Okay. So I'm going to go whipped cream.
Whipped cream? Okay. Okay. Let's go my caramel sauce. Might as well.
Okay. Doubling down on caramel.
Yeah. Make it caramely, I guess.
I will, again, I feel like you got to have something to bite through the sweetness, so I'll take the maraschino cherries.
I knew I should have grabbed those.
Sorry.
I think yours is going to be the good one here. Okay. I'm just, you know what? I'm just throwing stuff out there now because
this is
like the monster cookie where it's just like you're throwing stuff in.
Right. Yeah. You know, again, it's a sundae, so honestly, there's no wrong answer.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting stuck with anchovies on their sundae.
Exactly. Let's go with the Oreos.
Okay. Oh, you're going full dessert. Man, it was just crazy. Again, it's ice cream.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go with the chocolate chips.
Okay. The chips. Okay.
And the reason being, I've got a little crunch from the toasted pecans, but
it's
another texture. Yeah. And it's a texture that I don't mind. And unlike gummy bears, I feel like gummy bears, when they get cold, they get hard. Unfortunate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Which I'm pretty sure I'm going to get those. But let's, you know, for texture, let's go sprinkles.
Okay.
And looks, you know.
Yeah. Add a little color because you're pretty earthy so far with the browns and the greens.
Yeah.
I will do the toasted coconut.
Okay. Coconut. Let's see. What do we have?
I think
brownie bites. I think those are still on there, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's throw those in there. Might as well.
So you're going to have the ultimate decadent one.
Yes.
Yeah. You're also going to have the one that's going to weigh 8 pounds. You know, it's
exactly. Good. Yes.
If you're at one of those like froyo places where you got to pay by the ounce or something, you're screwed.
Mine's expensive.
Because I'm just going to go with the crushed nuts.
Crushed nuts. Okay.
Crushed nuts.
Yours is more traditional, which is good. I think people are going to like that.
I'm an old school. I'm an old soul, Mike. An old soul.
And I guess the only one thing is left is gummy bears, right?
Gummy bears, yeah.
Throw those on. I'll throw one gummy bear on.
There you go. Yeah. That's right. We didn't say how many you have to. Like,
exactly.
Be like, and one sprinkle.
Yeah, one sprinkle. There you go. All right. Oh, so you have a butter pecan and blueberry cheesecake with hot fudge, whipped cream, cherries, the chocolate chips, coconut, toasted coconut, and nuts. And I have a salted caramel and pistachio with candy pieces, caramel sauce, Oreos, sprinkles, brownie bites, and gummy bear.
I think, and again, this is mine/ChatGPT's doing, but I think you have the better ice cream combination.
Could be. I don't know what pistachio tastes like. I don't know if pistachio ice cream tastes like pistachios or some different flavor.
Minnie says, yeah. Oh my God, Mike, Sunday's just weird.
It is. It's a wild Sunday, you know?
Right. Sunday.
But here's the thing. I don't know if the combination is together going to taste good. But there's going to be something on there that you like.
Oh, wait.
You know?
And here, again, at the end of the day, it's ice cream.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm going to utilize the AI software. If you're going to message me all the results, yep. We're going to try to do a little side-by-side picture so that you can check it out on our socials again, just to see, hey, look, it gave us really decent looking pizzas last week, surprisingly. So we'll see what we can do with this ice cream combination. But I want to remind the good people that Mike, remind you as well, not going to be a show next week.
That's true. I remember that.
Because a week from now, I will be in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be in downtown in the Haymarket area having some beverages with good people from coronation.com and the Chatterfields, etc. So we'll take next week off. We'll come back, probably have some stories about that 2 weeks' time. And hopefully by then, Josh told me, he said, man, this is a couple of days ago, because I'm going to the game with Josh. We're you know, staying together, you know, lodging, whatnot, because he lives on the other side of the state. And he said, so daycare lady just informed us that, and he does in-home daycare for his two. It's like that she's going to be out of town that week. I was like, okay, what does this mean?
Yeah.
You know, I said, well, what about your backup daycare? Ah, they can only take one. They can't take them both. I said, did you tell your wife to take the day off? She's like, oh, we're going to see what we can do, but she might not be able to. You know, his plan was to drop them off of daycare and then head to Lincoln. It's a 7 or so hour drive for him. I think it's about as long for him as it is for me to drive. I said, what am I supposed to do in Lincoln until you get there? You know, we can have dinner and everything. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know, there are three comic book shops in Lincoln. Go find one.
There you go.
He's like, I'm sure you won't have any problem doing it. Because we're staying at his brother-in-law's house, you know, he and his wife. You know, like, well, I know the brother-in-law. I don't really know his wife. And so I don't just want to be like, ding dong. Hi, I'm Greg. I'm Josh's friend. Hi, can I put my stuff? No. Well, we'll have to be a little bit more delicate about it. But, yeah, so that's why we won't have a show next week, but super excited for my trip and super excited to come back and see you here in 2 weeks, Mike. And I hope that you have a great week off as well. And thanks for all you do for the show. And for everybody out there watching and listening, we appreciate you. And for my co-host of the year, Mike Luther. Wait, hold on. That didn't work. My co-host of the year, Mike Luther. I'm Greg Bahacho. This is Nerds United. It's a Jittery Monkey podcast. We remind you each and every week, Mike, to be kind
and rewind.
And yes, Highlander Gun, 2:30 Central tomorrow for kickoff Nebraska and UTEP.
Obviously.
Different podcast completely, but that's okay.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.